Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking a little bit about Myles Garrett and, you know, his place in, I guess a little bit his place in history right now and what he means to this team and what he could mean in different ways other than just what it is on the field. Jeff, let me just digress here for a second and ask you, what is his true value to the team outside of being a Hall of Famer? Meaning, you know, if they wanted to make a move and kind of just conceded to the fact that they're a 3-win team and they completely wanted to do a rebuild, I can't see the Browns trading him, especially after all they've gone through with him over the last year or two, that, you know, to do the extension and to want to have him here. And I do think that, you know, one of the things they learned about Baker Mayfield when Baker said he was out of here and then they kind of figured out a way to let him out of here, out of his deal. And, you know, but this time with Miles, I don't think they wanted to play that game again. And they were like, no, whatever it takes, we want him to stay. And that's what matters. And I know he's saying he wants to be traded, but, you know, that doesn't matter. And in the end, Miles got it. He was like, yep, that's okay. They don't want to trade me. And I'm going to take the paycheck here. But again, we go back and talk about the frustration level Miles must have. In a Hall of Fame season, the record has to be irritating.
There are a couple of questions that I think the Browns really have to get the answers to. And maybe some from Miles and some from within with the organization. He turns 30 in December. And that's on the back nine.
That used to be a magic number for this organization. Like, once you turn 30,
he's on the back nine, and he's in his ninth season.
Okay? But he seems to be getting better.
Yeah, he sure does. And it doesn't look like he's aging out. And he's been paid. They have to know, does he want to be here? We can only assume that he does, because he signed the contract. But if inside the organization, and we've heard this floated around, you know, you've mentioned it, it's obvious. Are you trying to build for next year? You want to have the team when the dome's ready? That's sometime down the road. That's if that's the case, that's a lot of growing between now and then. I don't think this team with this defense, Andy, is too far away from winning football games. If they make some moves on the offensive side of the ball, I think this team can compete for a playoff spot next year.
Because next year?
Yeah, because I think the defense is that good.
Yeah.
The defense is that good.
So what do they need to be a playoff team next year, though? And then,
well, we've mentioned that.
But but Miles has to be a piece of that.
Well, right? I would think so. Okay. See, that's the thing. Could you build a playoff team without him? Yeah, except for one thing. The key of this team is a great defense. The key to the defense is a great right defensive end who can line up anywhere else. And so I think if you want to keep this team on the path to competing next year, and that's not an absurd thought. It really isn't. Two offensive linemen, two receivers, and decent quarterback play. I mean, that shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
No.
It shouldn't. Then I think you have to keep him because he's so good. I mean, he's that good. But if if he would want to move and the organization is thinking, yeah, we're another year away because we're looking at that 2027 draft for our quarterback or what, you know, whatever the internal thinking is, could lead you to maybe look for the opportunity to move him. I would not trade him. There are certain guys that I think, and you mentioned him, you know, like Jim Brown, Joe Thomas. You want to keep those guys. You wanted to keep Nick Chubb. Nick got hurt. And that, you know, that necessitated the move they made in drafting Judkins and Samson, for that matter. But I would not move Miles.
All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. Larry, actually, let's start with Butch. Sorry. Butch and Bree, how are you?
Hi, Butch.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Telich, you're a Hall of Famer in my book, man.
Oh, John Telich is a Hall of Famer. Yes, he is.
Definitely a Hall of Famer. But listen, consider this point of view. Yes, we have a good defense, but I think we should use our draft picks on our defense and have a stellar defense like the Steelers back in the 70s.
You still got to score some points, though, dude. There's no way you're walking in next year's draft with probably three of the top 30 picks in the draft next year and not taking somebody on offense.
But listen, you got Shador, he's going to continue to develop, and you got a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. I trust our defensive coordinator with the pieces more so than Stefanski. You can go and draft, but I'm just not sure that Stefanski would use the pieces right. However, if we get another edge rusher and we can get somebody in the secondary with Dell Pitt, I mean, that defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just stellar. We're looking at great field position for our offense, and I love the Wildcat. Put Junkins back in there, consistently keep the game at second and seven, second and six, with a stellar defense. That's how you win games. Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets, yes, and it would be nice if we had, you know, spread the ball around. But in November,
let me get to the bottom line here. Do you really think they're going to draft three defensive players with inside the top 30 picks in the draft next year? Yes or no?
No, sir.
There you go. But we're on the same page. There is no but. I got you. I don't disagree with taking one defensive guy there, but they have needs and they have things that have to get going. Do you agree with that?
Jim Mueller? You have to punch up the offense.
Jim Mueller, you got that?
You have to punch up the offense.
Waylon Boot, you got that?
People have no idea what they're listening to. You know that, right?
Casey, you doing good today?
Talking about a lot of guys who are no longer with us.
Isn't Jeff Waylon still with us? Waylon Boot, is he still with us? I'll have to look it up. Sorry. That's true. I should probably do active people. Sorry, I'm the only one laughing. Larry, go ahead. Hi, Larry.
Asking things is so funny.
Larry, bro, man, you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Take it off speakerphone, my friend. Please.
Okay. Without Miles, we got nothing, man. We got to continue keeping them here because Miles will bring us energy and bring us other players.
Larry, go back and work on that turkey. You're on speakerphone, so.
Larry, I don't know what's going on, man. We got a bad line with you, my friend. Is there any way you can pick up the phone? I'll give you about 5 seconds here.
Hold on. Here I go.
Here we go. Now we can hear you, Larry. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Yeah, man. We got to keep Miles here, man. It's important. Without Miles, we're going to be flat. We're going to be 5 years back. We keep Miles here, keep Shador at quarterback, man, and get add-on receivers instead of going get players for the draft. Go get a New Orleans players, a backup, all them players from Old State, man, and we can win. It's the time we got to go get it right now. And I believe if we win these games here, we get in the wild card. It ain't over.
You're talking about this season.
We about to land.
This season. All right.
This Happy, season here.
All right, I hear you. Happy Thanksgiving, Larry. Thank
Larry's
you.
Celebrating the holiday very early.
What was the deal with Charlie Brown's teacher anyway? Can I ask you this just really sidebar? What, like, what, why did they think that was a... Is that what a teacher's supposed to sound like? Why do you think they did that?
Am I going to have to reel you in all dang day long?
No, I'm just saying. Why do you think they did that? I watched Charlie Brown Thanksgiving
Andy,
last night.
Come back.
I'm just saying. He
Talking
did sound
Browns.
Like. Did he not sound like Charlie
Big
Brown's teacher?
49er game.
Jeff, did he not sound like Charlie Brown's teacher?
Sounded like a guy who was on the speakerphone cooking turkey with his family.
Let's go to Todd next. Todd in Mayfield. How are you, Todd?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, your outstanding family.
I got this speaker because I'm on the car. You want me to get...
No, you're good. You got a good line. Keep going.
All right. So you wanted to talk about Miles, so let's talk about Miles a little bit. I'm curious why he's even in Cleveland still. He could have got that money anywhere else.
It's true.
And, you know, so it just makes me wonder, you know, why he decided to come back to Cleveland.
Money.
You know, we were wondering the same
but
thing.
But you're right. He probably could have got it somewhere else.
But money speaks.
What else you got, Todd?
All right. So let me go to my main topic that I wanted to talk about. Could somebody explain to me, and if I'm repeating something you guys have talked about the last couple of days, I apologize.
Sorry.
I really only listen to the radio when I'm in the car. But why did we punt?
As long as it's 10-2 and you're locked onto us, that's fine. Keep going. Yes?
Why did we punt from the 29-yard line in the fourth quarter with the score 24-10?
Oh, Kevin Stefanski said he wanted to basically said this. We just wanted to punt the ball away and win the football game. In other words, maybe if there was a blocked field goal and it was returned, if you went for it on fourth down, there was a problem. Todd, it was one of the strangest calls I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, what happened to that? I have faith in my players and I believe in them.
He had faith in his punter, and then he had faith in his defense.
That's right. Todd, you sound like a former kicker. You sound like you're... Goodbye, Todd.
Yeah,
thank
know,
you.
You know what the over and under was of that game?
No, don't care.
After all the investigations going on in Cleveland with price fixing and stuff and all the bets, I can't believe. Because the over and under was 36.5, and it was 24-10 at that time. You know, the NFL should be investigating that move.
All right. Todd, thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving. Appreciate you.
Apparently, Todd had a wager on that one.
I'm assuming there was something going on there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.